You're listening to the audio production of Into the Deep by Colleen Coble, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Devin O'Day.
Dear reader, I'm so glad you picked up Into the Deep, and welcome back to Rock Harbor. This town and its people hold a special place in my heart. It was such a joy to write about the folks in Rock Harbor again, but it was also a hard season in the life of my family. As I was writing, my dear father-in-law was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Meanwhile, Bree and Cassie wrestled with a similar prognosis for their dad in Rock Harbor. This story will always serve as a reminder to me to make every day count. And do email me and let me know what you think. I love to hear from my readers. Email me at Colleen@ColleenCoble.com and visit my website at ColleenCoble.com. Happy reading, Colleen. 1. Swarms of black flies tried to find a way past the netting around Bree Nichols' head. Every inch of her body was swathed in some kind of covering in an effort to foil the insects, but from the stinging at her ankle, she knew some had breached her defenses. She paused and swatted at the biting pain. Michigan's Upper Peninsula might be the best place to live at other times, but June was pure misery in the deep woods. Her German Shepherd Chow search dog, Samson, wagged his curly tail in an effort to dispel the clouds of black flies buzzing around his head. He raced ahead of her, pausing occasionally to look behind, as if to say, "Are you coming?" Naomi O'Reilly, Bree's best friend and search and rescue partner, panted to keep up. "You think he's dead?" she asked. Bree didn't pause to answer. It was a useless question anyway.